Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants. After the success of the pizza party that I threw for all my Who Smarted guests in our stress episode,
who wants meat cake pizza?
I've now been tasked with planning a birthday party for my favorite niece, Gia. Instead of pizza, I'm going with a chicken theme because Gia loves chickens. I've got a local farmer coming to set up a chicken coop so everyone can feed and pet live chickens. I've got a chicken piñata stuffed with Peeps. And now I'm headed to the supermarket to grab some food. Okay, any suggestions, Smarty Pants? Did anyone say chicken? Good idea, Smarty Pants. At first, I was thinking fried chicken. Then I thought chicken wings. And now, I'm thinking it'd be easier to have delicious, bite-sized chicken with no bones.
Yummy!
What do you call that again, Smarty Pants? Yep, I heard some of you say chicken nuggets. Some of you said chicken fingers, and a few of you said chicken tenders. They're all great choices, and since they're all pretty much the same thing, it doesn't matter what I get.
Whoa, 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 I say. Hold on there, trusty narrator. Did you just say what I think you said?
Smarty Pants, this might sound hard to believe, but a giant, 6 foot tall, sparkly, talking chicken just appeared in front of me in the frozen food aisle. Then again, this is Who Smarted, so it's totally believable. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
The name is Sir Chicks-a-Lot.
Baby got back.
And I'm here to lay some nuggets of truth on you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow is right. I can't have you telling the Smarty Pants that chicken nuggets, chicken fingers, and chicken tenders are all the same thing. Because they're not.
Really? I did not know that. To be honest, I'm more of a pizza eater.
Nom 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 nom.
But I always thought chicken nuggets, fingers, and tenders were pretty much interchangeable. Didn't you, Smarty Pants?
Yeah, you're not the only one. But don't worry, I, Sir Chicks-a-Lot, am more than happy to cluck truth to power. Especially when it comes to chicken.
Right. There's just one problem. Trusty's gotta get back.
Baby got back.
I've got a party starting soon. Say, why don't I just grab some yummy chicken nuggets, tasty tenders, and fabulous fingers? And then you, Sir Chicks-a-Lot, can join me. I'm pretty sure Gia and her friends will just love you at their chicken-themed party.
Sounds finger-licking good.
Great! And along the way, you can help explain what the difference is between chicken nuggets, chicken fingers, and chicken tenders. How they're made. And when they were first invented. It's time for another delicious whiff of science and history on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who Smarted?
Okay, Smarty Pants, I'm here with my new friend, Sir Chicks-a-Lot, who has just informed me that everything I thought I knew about chicken nuggets, chicken fingers, and chicken tenders was wrong.
That is correct.
So what is it? Smarty Pants, do you know? Well, let's think about it. First off, Smarty Pants, have you actually had a chicken nugget, a chicken tender, and a chicken finger? I assumed I had, but since I thought they were all pretty much the same, maybe I haven't. I know chicken nuggets are small, roundish pieces of breaded chicken. And chicken fingers are long, thin, boneless fried strips, kind of like a finger. And chicken tenders are wider strips of boneless chicken that are also breaded. Aha! Is that the difference? The shape?
Well, they do have different shapes, but there's a more important difference.
Smarty Pants, can you help me solve this poultry problem? Is the main difference A, the breading, B, the part of the chicken that the meat comes from, or C, the dipping sauce?
The answer is B, the part of the chicken the meat comes from.
Nice job if you got that, Smarty Pants. But hold on, are you saying that chicken fingers are actually a chicken's fingers?
No, I'm not. First of all, chickens have wings, not hands. So despite the name, chicken fingers are not actually fingers from a chicken. However, chicken tenders are named after a part of the chicken.
They are? What part of the chicken is the tender? Smarty Pants, is it the tender wing, the tender thigh, the tender foot, or the tenderloin?
The answer is the tenderloin.
The tenderloin? The tenderloin? What's a tenderloin?
The tenderloin, also known as the pectoralis minor, is a long, thick muscle under a chicken's breast or chest, resting against its sternum.
I see. So chicken tenders are always entirely made from a very specific part of the chicken known as the tenderloin.
Exactly.
Huh, who knew? But wait, what are chicken fingers and chicken nuggets made of? Smarty Pants, do you know?
While chicken nuggets and chicken fingers may have some chicken breast in them, they're not entirely made from the tenderloin, so they can't be called chicken tenders. Chicken fingers tend to be long strips of chicken breast or chicken breast muscle, while some chicken nuggets are made from something known as mechanically separated chickens.
Smarty Pants, do you know what mechanically separated means? Yeah, me neither. I will say, it sounds like it has to do with some kind of a machine. Is that what you're thinking too, Smarty Pants?
You're definitely in the ballpark. When a chicken is mechanically separated, machines mash up different parts from different chickens and push them through a strainer to take the bones out. Then, workers at chicken processing plants sort chicken pieces. Some of the chicken that was mechanically separated is used to make nuggets.
I see. That doesn't sound especially pleasant.
You're telling me. I'm a chicken. But the reality is, there are chickens that are bred specifically to be food. Also, not all chicken nuggets are made from mechanically separated chicken. Some are made from only white meat, which comes from the chicken breast, wings, and back. Unlike dark meat, which comes from the chicken's legs and thighs.
Interesting. Well, no matter what part of the chicken they use, it's all pretty delicious. No offense, Sir Chicks-a-Lot. What else is in a chicken nugget, besides the meat?
Chicken nuggets usually have corn and other ingredients like sugar and salt added to them. The breading usually has flour, which is made of wheat. In fact, for chicken nuggets, chicken fingers, and chicken tenders, the main ingredients are almost always chicken and breading.
If I remember correctly, it feels like chicken nuggets were first introduced to the public at fast food restaurants. When and where were chicken nuggets invented?
Let's see if the Smarty Pants can guess which country invented the chicken nugget. Was it the USA, the UK, or South Korea? The answer is the United States. And unlike pizza or hamburgers or macaroni and cheese, which can be traced back a number of years, chicken nuggets are a relatively new food invented at Cornell University in 1959.
Ooh, let's go there. We can use my time machine app.
Jeez, I'm a giant magical chicken. Just hold my wing. Here we are in the lab where it all began. That man is Dr. Robert Baker. He's a food scientist.
Oh, hello. Hi, I'm the trusty narrator from Who Smarted. I see you're working on something.
Why, yes. I was looking for more ways to use chicken in order to help farmers make more money. So I came up with this new food invention I'm calling the Chicken Crispy. Ooh. I've taken small pieces of chicken meat, battered them, and then fried them up. Care to try one?
Sure. Mmm, this looks and tastes just like a chicken nugget.
Chicken nuggets? Nuggets. Hey, I like the sound of that. Maybe I should use that name when I publish my work.
Sure, feel free. You should know, future generations will love eating your chicken crispies. I mean, nuggets. Some of the world's most popular chicken nuggets are the McNuggets from McDonald's. Smarty Pants, can you guess when McDonald's first started selling McNuggets? Was it A, 1959, B, 1965, or C, 1980? If you said C, 1980, you're right.
Introducing Chicken McNuggets.
McNuggets were a big hit, and soon other fast food chains started mass producing their own chicken nuggets. Today, you can find lots of chicken nugget options at the supermarket. Some fresh, some frozen. Sir Chix-a-Lot, do you know just how popular chicken nuggets are?
Sure. It's estimated over 1 billion chicken nuggets are produced and sold every year.
That's a lot. I don't think I'll need that many for this party. Ooh, they've got dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets. Fun fact, chickens actually descended from dinosaurs. So a dino-shaped chicken nugget is not only fun to eat, but a fun piece of animal genealogy.
Trusty's got facts.
Baby got facts.
And just like some dinosaurs were herbivores, if any smarty pants listening are vegetarian, there are delicious plant-based versions of chicken nuggets, fingers, and tenders, as well as alternatives made from beans, cauliflower, falafel, and more. There's also organic, gluten-free nuggets as well.
Good thinking. I'll pick up some veggie and gluten-free options, too. I should grab some chicken fingers, too. Say, Sir Chix-a-Lot, when did people start eating those?
The answer is...
coming up right after this quick beak. I mean, break. Hello, trusty narrator here with a special message and offer for anyone looking for extra help with schoolwork, classwork, homework, or homeschooling. I am super excited to announce Who Smarted is partnering with IXL Learning to bring you a phenomenal educational resource that will make math, language arts, science, and social studies as fun as listening to an episode of Who Smarted. IXL is an online learning program for kids, and whether you're one of our thousands of homeschool families or a parent looking for extra help for your child, IXL is like having a second teacher in your home. And it's designed and research-backed to boost grades and instill the skills and confidence to master any subject from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is like an investment in your child's education, and as Who Smarted listeners, I know how important that is to you. Personally, I've seen the results of IXL Learning, and every family I know using it has shared what an incredible, immersive, fun, and educational experience it is. I know it works, which is why I'm excited to recommend it to my Who Smarted audience. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and Who Smarted listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midling Park, and two nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9 Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Who Smarted. I'm with my new friend, Sir Chix-a-Lot, and we're talking chicken. Nuggets, fingers, and tenders.
Hey, Trusty, see if you can guess how much the world's largest chicken nugget weighed. Was it A, 31 pounds, B, 41 pounds, or C, 51 pounds.
Smarty Pants, what do you think? I'll say B, 41 pounds.
Actually, the answer is C, 51 pounds. This chicken nugget was 3.25 feet long and 2 feet wide. It was created by Empire Kosher and unveiled in Secaucus, New Jersey in 2013.
Where did they put the dipping sauce? In a kiddie pool?
Ha! Good one, trusty.
Thanks. So, we learned about chicken nuggets and tenders, but what's the deal with chicken fingers?
Like their cousin, the chicken nugget, chicken fingers are a relatively new addition to the menu. Guthrie's was one of the first restaurants to sell chicken fingers in 1978. After the chicken finger was introduced to their menu, they proved so popular that a second restaurant, Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, was opened in 1982.
But they served other things besides chicken fingers, right?
Nope. Their chicken fingers were so popular, that's all they served. And fries.
Wow, people sure love chicken fingers, too.
Yep. It's a good thing there are over 50 billion chickens on Earth, the largest population of any feathered species.
Smarty Pants, how many pounds of chicken do Americans eat every hour of every day? Is it A, 4 million, B, 5 million, or C, 6 million? If you said C, 6 million, you're right. Americans eat about 6 million pounds of chicken every hour of every day.
Whoa.
And a lot of that comes in the form of nuggets, fingers, and tenders. Speaking of, I better buy these chicken nuggets, fingers, and tenders and get back in time for the party.
Hey, Uncle Trusty! Thanks so much for throwing me this awesome chicken party. I love it, especially that guy in the giant chicken suit.
Yeah, that's not a costume. Anyway, I'm glad you're having fun. Tell me, which do you like best? Chicken nuggets, chicken fingers, or chicken tenders?
I don't know. They're all pretty much the same, right?
Oh, no. Have a seat. I've got some serious truth to lay on you.
Trusty's got facts.
Baby got facts.
A super shout out to superfan Bo in Waldwick, New Jersey. We're so glad you love listening to Who Smarted every night, before bed, and sharing all the fun facts you learn with your family in the morning. Now that's how a family smarts together. This episode, Chicken Nuggets, Fingers, and Tenders, was written by Sarah 11 Spices Sweetick and Adam Pex Davis, and voiced by Chris Original Recipe Okawa, Adam Beeks Davis, Gia Deep Fried Davis, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hot Wings Han. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Cornfed Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Saucy Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production.
Who Smarted?
Hey, parents. Are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out How to Be a Better Human wherever you get your podcasts.